Cassie's Week in Rock. Over to you, Cass.
Thanks, Digby. This weekend, the members of Nirvana reunited in Seattle. Nirvana bass player Chris Novoselic jumped on stage with the Foo Fighters to take on the Vaseline's Molly's Lips that Nirvana recorded in 1992. Watch it at triplem.com.au. In sad news this week, Melbourne-based musician Conway Savage passed away, age 58. Conway was a key member of the Aussie punk scene and most recently was in Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds band. On a lighter note, some dealers made a fake Metallica Australian tour post. The band have announced they want a tour down under before 2019, but nothing is confirmed. You can see the poster on the Triple M website. Homegrown metal band The Ebony Affliction have gone to number one on the ARIA charts this week with their sixth studio album, Misery. Our very own Jane Gazzo caught up with the band on Homegrown this week. Catch the full interview on the Triple M app. Queens of the Stone Age are currently on tour in Australia, and we sent Triple M Sydney's Becco along. Read his review on the Triple M website and don't miss the shows happening this weekend in Melbourne. Finally, the big news making headlines this week. Apparently Malcolm Young recorded over 100 songs with his brother Angus before he retired from AC/DC in 2014. His guitar parts are to be featured on the new AC/DC album. The lineup of the band is still a mystery, so we asked our very own Lee Simon what he thought.
It's all speculation at the moment. Whether you start with why did Brian leave the band, because none of us are buying that it had anything to do with hearing. There had to be something going on in the background there. Do we really want Axl Rose, if the band does record again and hit the road again, to be the front man? Personally, no. If I had my way, I would resurrect Bon Scott. That would be option number one. Option number two is obviously Brian Johnson. Cliff Williams resigned at the end of the Black Ice tour. Why? I don't know. Does that open the door for Mark Evans to return to the band, which we'd all love? And this is a nostalgia thing as well. All we know is that the band is Angus, that Stevie Young would be the rhythm guitarist in any iteration of the band that came back together again. I can only hope that Brian Johnson is back in the band again, and whatever it was has been forgiven by all parties, and the door opened there. Let's not lose sight of the fact also that he was one of the writers in the band, so that's critical.
For all your rock news, visit the music section on the website. Visit triplem.com.au.
Thanks, Cass. Triple M.